already started.
No, not yet.
I don't know. We were talking real estate.
Of course. This is a real estate podcast.
Yeah, last time I was at Ian's place, because it is the upstairs, is like, you know.
So we have started.
Now we have.
Okay.
There's nice. Not a lot of space. But he was putting up these like shelves for his cat, like on the wall.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, these are just going to rip out of the wall the way you're doing it. But then he's like, well, there'll be different areas for the cat to play. And he was showing me this like, basically like a giant like
wheel.
Mouse wheel, yeah, for his cat.
It's and huge. It takes up
he
half
bought
his
it.
Apartment. It's huge, yeah. I mean, truly, it takes up his entire kitchen.
Yeah,
and the cat does not run in it. It just sits on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
No, I told him, I'm like, this is going to, you can't do that. So he did it.
I had Ian yeah, work for me on this job site once, mm-hmm. and I had to get surgery. So I was like,
just putting yeah. holes in the bathroom walls. Dude, yeah. Like, that's what you don't want that. I don't know why.
I was like, okay, what comedians do carpentry? I need somebody to come do this. And he was like, I do. And then he took a Sawzall. He like sent a photo and was like, got it. And he had taken down a load bearing, like a giant post, and just Sawzall, not even like at the stud, but completely diagonally. And I was like, the apartment upstairs is going to cave in. So I had to wrap my fucking wound and come to New York and like quickly.
Are you serious?
Yeah, jack it up. My stitches ripped open.
Oh you were wounded.
I was incredibly
wounded. What kind
wounded.
Of surgery?
Had you been stabbed? Ian cut you in half.
Yeah.
I had like a ovarian cyst. And my stomach was like cut in half.
Oh my God.
Like a C-section scar.
Hilarious. Sort of
and I had to go and I was so mad at him.
What an idiot.
So Ian rules.
You can't fucking hire
this isn't load bearing.
Yeah, I could do it. I've done it before.
This diagonal Sawzall cut was the part that really upset.
He was really freestyling. Yeah. We have Jordan Jensen on the show, by the way.
Yes.
Hello.
Introducer.
Yeah. Good job. Good job hosting, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure get her name out there.
What day is it today, man?
February 9th.
Okay. Nice.
February,
yeah. So
Sunday after February 9th.
Love is in the air.
So the 13th.
Yeah. So this is another Valentine's Day.
This is
I thought we already did Valentine's Day.
We did Valentine's Day proper.
This is the 13th. This is actually the day before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
So so Jordan, you're gonna get your.
I just turned 33.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So I did on February 11th. Yeah, 2 days ago.
Wow. How was your birthday?
It's a pathetic age to be, I guess.
My Jesus year, pal?
Is it going to be?
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking dying. I'm gonna kill myself in Israel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Israel and fucking yell at all the fucking Jews until they want to have me killed.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You'd like that.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And then I'm going to come back 3 days later. And I'm going to fucking
is that what
Palestine.
He did? Was it 3 days?
Yeah, he went into
a
cave.
Fuck?
What? That's like he wasn't the most down very
bad, you're a bad Christian.
I had no idea.
She's not Christian.
You're oh,
not
my
Christian?
God. I had the most militant atheist parents. I wasn't allowed to
atheist.
Believe in God. Yeah. My mom's cat's name is Darwin.
They were like Reddit? They were like Reddit guys?
Yeah.
Like Sam Harris. Obsessed.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, your two moms wore fedoras?
No.
That would be awesome to have two of that style of lesbian mom.
No. Yeah. Like that meme, like
two moms that just look like Ben Shapiro.
No, they look like she about to run this McDonald's like it's the damn name.
I feel like
having that meme?
Having atheist parents is like every conversation is that like, you know, like can I have the water? Like, don't you mean may I have the water? But applied to like everything.
Well, it's tough because like I was thinking about it with my niece. She was like, this kid was ice skating and wanted to borrow her little ice skating thing. We were like, give it to him. And she was like, why? And everything in me wanted to be like, I don't know, because of fucking God. I don't know, just give it to him.
Nice.
But I couldn't say it. So I just had to be like, because you don't want to grow up to be a cunt like your mother?
That is true. Religion really makes like shortcuts to morality. But you could also just be like, because it's not sharing
it's
is
the
good.
Right thing to do. Yeah.
It's nice to be a good guy and not be a dumb bitch.
Imagine if you were this fucking ice skating piece of shit or whatever.
Imagine if you were this fucking broke idiot little piece of shit.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
It was another child just sliding around on the ice. They needed ice skates?
Well, this kid, the mother came up to us and was like, hey, where did you get that little push thing? And we were like, oh, we brought it from home. Mm-hmm. And she like didn't believe us. And then her kid started freaking out because he wanted to borrow it. Mm-hmm. So then we had to go through this whole moral quandary with my 3-year-old.
That's a little fucked. I mean,
it was
that's
weird.
On the mom.
I know.
That's on that mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and your knee's only three. I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the same day that another little kid, this little like hick hillbilly kid, flew one of the ice cones at my niece and took her right out like a fucking...
Is this a Rockefeller?
Huh? No. This was in Ithaca, New York.
Right? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I hear it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Oh, shut up, dude.
What are you talking about?
Shut the fuck up.
He said, like, you know,
the joke. Funny. The joke is that he said gorgeous in a silly way.
It's not even a joke. He saw it on a fucking like on bumper sticker.
They had to put nets over all the gorges so that the Asian kids would stop plummeting to their death.
Really?
Oh, getting bad grades?
Just Asian kids?
100%.
Yeah, kids like Cordell. Cornell kids.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I remember those kids.
They would get B's and just plummet. Yeah.
Dude, one time in college,
that's so fucking awesome.
One time in college, I walked into a bath study room, and there was a Chinese kid like passed out. It was like he'd been like clearly it was early in the morning, but clearly he pulled an all nighter. Uh-huh. And like on the whiteboard in like the private study room, it just said like A on this test equals medical school equals plastic surgeon equals pussy. Wow.
Like they are good at math. Yeah.
But he wrote that on the board to motivate himself to study for some organic chemistry exam.
That is one of the most elegant math problems I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, sign me up.
I just looked at a picture of the gorges. I've never been to Ithaca, unfortunately.
Yeah.
As far as places to kill yourself, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cute.
They would hit these nets, though, and the nets were like made of iron, so they would just wreck themselves.
Oh, so they'd get really fucked up still?
Wait, the nets are supposed to prevent that from happening?
They did,
many times. Laser grids them?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
And they would land in it, fuck themselves up, and have to get picked up by somebody.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back to school.
That's such a... There definitely was a way to make a net that doesn't fuck you up, right? Mm-hmm. They were just like trying to still teach the Chinese a little lesson. Mm-hmm. Look, you don't need to die, but you need to break your leg.
Well, they did that outside of the Foxconn factory. They put up like at the end of the game.
The iPhone factory nut. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, you know, balloons or something to catch people trying to cut out of work a little bit early.
Damn, that's hilarious. I'm trying to think. Is there like a notable place where people killed themselves where you grew up? I guess not. Vegas.
Yeah, I guess the Mandalay Bay Casino.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
That guy killed himself.
I guess that was one guy who killed himself. 59 people who...
That's pretty famous.
That is pretty famous.
They just wanted to watch Jason Aldean. I don't think they wanted to die.
Adam, where should I stay when I go to Vegas?
What casino?
Not the Rio.
You got to stay at the Wynn or stay at the Cosmo.
The Cosmo.
Yeah.
Is that good shit?
Sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've already went. By the time you guys are listening, that show has already happened.
Yeah, you got to go to the Pepper Mill. There's this diner that was in the movie Casino. It's very sick. Okay. I've been to the Pepper Mill. I took the Chapos there, and Matt Chrisman was incredibly intoxicated.
I love when he gets drunk
as
well.
He gets
fucking drunk.
He gets fucked up, dude.
I think he's going to die every time I hang out.
Yeah. It definitely feels like the last hour of his life when he's drunk.
His hair is just plastered. It's like three strands of his Homer Simpson hair.
His glasses are skew. Yeah.
Because he already feels a little drunk.
Right. He gets wet. Yeah.
He gets fucked up. And then he'll give you like incredibly detailed information about like trade.
Yeah, he's still a genius.
He's like, well, the thing about Carthage is, it's like, how do you have all this information in your head?
He was shouting at
years of not getting pussy.
He was shouting at me about some Chinese Christian uprising in the 1800s in
Who
China.
Who is this? A comic?
A friend of ours.
Where there was some guy that had a messianic Christian vision and then tried to overthrow the Chinese like dynasty in the 1800s.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
The Qing Dynasty?
I'm not. You said it, buddy, not me.
I love that, dude.
As long as it ends in the N,
yeah,
you're fine. You just can't add anything to the end of that N.
Yeah, well, if it had been Kingdom instead of Dynasty, you'd be playing a dangerous game.
You would be playing a very dangerous game.
When are you going to Vegas?
I'm going to Vegas 3 weeks ago, well, the time people are listening, but I'm going in 2 weeks, or actually, wait, next weekend.
You should...
next weekend I'm going.
You should have dinner with my father.
You think he'll suck me off?
Well, I don't think he'll suck you off, but I think he'll appreciate the company.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Okay. Okay, because I kind of already promised him that you'd have dinner with him. That you're
gonna... Pass solo on that I one, pal.
Him, I told him that you, that there was a special guest coming over for Shabbat this week.
But if Zoe wants to come to some shows or something,
I'll let her know. She might be working.
Is that your sister?
It's my sis, yeah. She's yeah.
She lives
you know
in
what?
Vegas?
I'll hit her up.
Yeah, just hit her up. Yeah, she lives. I'm from Vegas.
I know you're from. Do you know Mark Cohen?
I should.
This is just a Jewish question.
I went to Vegas recently, and he's like the host of the Cellar there, and he is.
He's from Vegas.
He lives in Vegas now, but he hosts all the shows, and he does it every week, all week, and it has fully broken his brain.
Yeah, like, I can imagine.
You can't.
Being an MC at a comedy club in a casino is
at the Rio.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you would try and touch on something emotional at all. He'd be like, yeah, my daughter's really struggling in college, and then he would just turn it into a pun immediately. And you'd just watch it. You were like, dude, you're sick. You're sick in the head. And then by the time we left, like me, Ian, and Shane Torres were all there, and we were broken as well. I mean, we couldn't stop riffing. It started to like freak us out. You can see like our eyes start watering up.
Oh,
as we couldn't. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's one of Ian's futures for sure.
Yeah,
is MC in a hotel in a casino for life.
He loved.
He'd
Vegas
be great at it.
He would. He literally would be great at it.
Yeah.
His hotel room was covered in blood, and he had to get a new room.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
At the Rio.
Like, he just opens the door and it's full of blood.
Yeah.
All over the dresser, there were like smears of blood, and he had to switch rooms. He was insane in Vegas. He was like, he kept being like, I'm going to bring this girl. She's going to show up. It's going to be great. And we were like, uh-huh, okay, sure, whatever you say. And then she shows up, and she was like a 21-year-old, the hottest girl I've ever seen in my fucking life. And she was like ride or die for him the whole time.
That's
and we
awesome.
Had thought he was making it up entirely. It was really good.
That's awesome.
But I
no,
hate
he
I
gets
really
him
do.
With that like manic pixie,
right?
You know, whatever he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the broken toys.
Emphasis on the pixie, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he is very
charismatic.
Exactly.
Well, he's a good time, and he's cute, and he's like, and you want Ian to be happy,
right?
You know, it's like you sense that sadness in him, and you're like, no, please don't,
because it's
whatever. And like, if I had like money or toys or whatever, I'd
or
give him
pussy.
To him.
Yeah.
But if I had pussy, I'd want to give him that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like an unsolvable problem. He's like one of those little like. Metal puzzles they have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't help but pick it up. You're just waiting in the therapist's office. You're like, I'll be the one that figures this fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, if your mental illness lines up just perfectly, maybe that's the one.
Do you guys do this every time? You watch TV while you're recording it?
The effort.
We just got... Nick just got cable,
so
the last 5 episodes we've been watching television.
Yeah, we have television on. We were earlier today we recorded and Maury was on.
Yep.
So we're kind of half watching Maury, half doing the
honestly,
show.
Basketball is kind of... This is a blowout to the Charlotte Hornets. For those following along at home, MLK Day, the Charlotte Hornets are up 20 points in the third quarter. The Knicks are getting blown out. I was really hoping it would be a closer game. LaMelo Ball is out, but the Knicks are embarrassing themselves at home.
Mm-hmm.
This is not as distracting as we would comment on and just kind of like really take part in the other shows. So this is actually
we're actually
is
respectful.
The cable new or is the TV new?
Oh, the cable's new.
TV's old.
Nick spent all weekend watching it. He said it was pretty cool.
TV's old, but we were never going to like.
The TV,
you know,
the TV
pick something to watch.
Yeah, that's why.
But with
for
cable,
the listeners at home, it's a 7-foot wide TV, and the boys are sitting 8 inches away from the
it's
screen.
It's not that big, honestly.
It's so big.
No, you're fucking.
I like
you probably grew up in one of those no TV houses.
Yeah.
If the couch was in the kitchen, that would make sense. But you
no
guys are
God, no TV. Worse.
You definitely didn't
ever.
Have TV, right?
I had a TV that I had fixed these like bunny ears to, so I could
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Awful.
It but sucks. At my dad's house, we had TV.
Oh, oh hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah!
It was a party.
Cigarettes.
Dad's.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Pizza.
Nice.
Canned fruit cocktail. That was what he gave
I
us.
I love
for
that.
It was really
did he have?
Damn,
a ton?
I haven't had a fruit cocktail in forever.
Yeah.
Were they peaches and grapes?
Yeah, with like the
and
little
the syrup.
Maraschino.
I'm a peaches guy. I love the fucking peaches.
I like a canned peach.
Abso-fucking-lutely, bro.
They do a hell of a job.
I can't wait to be a divorced father.
Yeah. I got real fat living with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
It was full type 2 diabetes girl in that fucking house.
It was awesome. I saw, I think you posted a picture years ago. You were fat as shit.
I was. Yeah. I was huge. I was a tub scout.
Yeah. That's
I
awesome.
I was so fat.
Yeah.
It was It's because of my dad's house. Yeah, I used to just bring boxes of cereal up to my room and eat them. Yeah. Just fucking
in the room. Not even eating them in the kitchen.
Well, my mom's house was just like three loose almonds and some screws. You had to just like fend for yourself. So then I'd go to dad's and just.
She's like, let's see God make this kind of dinner. Huh? You got your iron.
Who got more pussy?
Your omega 6?
Who got more pussy, your dad or your mom?
That's tough. It's a pretty even score.
Right?
They both fucked a lot. My dad fucked a million women to try and get over my mom.
That's awesome.
You should have started fucking guys.
Yeah, that would have showed her.
Yeah, that would have showed her.
I think he fucked enough guys when he fucked my mom. Yeah. Yeah, he fucked a lot. My mom married, like, she had, like, long-term, a lot of, well, she had a lot of
wives,
too. Yeah.
Did she
yeah.
cheat? That's awesome.
Yeah, they both cheated a
That's
lot.
That's sick. That's so Your parents sick. Sound awesome.
Yeah.
Just two. I would love to get have two pussy getting cheating parents.
I wish my parents.
Oh my God! I've seen both of them have sex millions. Of times.
Are you serious? Yeah. What the fuck?
Totally. How? Just like walking in, or like me and my dad and his girlfriend's kid went camping all together, and we just waited outside their shaking, screaming tent.
They're like, it's a storm. There's a storm happening. Go back in your tent. There's a storm.
And they like, we were like knocking. We were like shaking the tent, being like, yo, we got to eat, dude. And like, they were banging. And they like finished. Like now that I'm older and realize what sex is, I was like, oh, he like finished up with us right there.
He came inside of her, then came outside and gave you some trail mix.
Yeah. 100%.
His hands still smelling like pussy. Yeah.
All the time.
That's so fucking funny. Not even hiding it a little bit.
I think I interrupted my parents one time. I may have said this like 4 years ago on the show, but me and my, we had adjacent hotel rooms. We're like visiting our grandparents. And we like knocked on my parents' room because we're like, is it time for dinner yet or something?
Yeah.
And my dad answered. And I guess instead of getting dressed, he just put a t-shirt on. And so like no underwear.
Oh my God.
T-shirt. And he's just pulling his
Pooh
t-shirt.
Bear.
Yeah.
He's pulling his t-shirt over his dick. And he's like, what the fuck do you want?
And his little dick is poking a little bit.
No, I couldn't
He just
tell.
Has like a small little poke. His dick
he's
is
like,
four
what,
inches.
What the fuck is going on? We're like, it looks like he's sitting on like a robotic bull.
And I was like, I was like, I can come back. And I was like, what? I was like, my sister was like, my sister ran away.
I found out my mom was gay by walking in on her fucking a woman.
Oh, really? That's how you found out? Yeah,
because I came home and my sister had her like ear pushed against my mom's door, and my sister's older than me and a bitch. And I was like, what's going on in there? And she was like, you should go in and see.
No,
yeah.
She's just sulky.
Yeah. And I went in and I thought the woman was like attacking my mom.
Wait, what was it? Who was eating whose pussy or who was finger banging who?
It was a pretty large woman on top of my mom.
It was a fat lady?
Yeah, it was a big fat lady. It was my dentist. It was actually my dentist.
What the fuck?
I had to have that woman put her hands inside my mouth for years after that.
You kept going to that dentist?
You got your mom's pussy all over your mouth.
I still go to her.
You still go to this woman. How old were you?
I was 6.
What the fuck? So you've been going basically for 30 years almost.
Yeah, getting the pussy hands in my mouth. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God.
I walked in and she was on top of her, and I remember like quickly closing the door and asking my sister, being like, why are they fighting? And my sister was like, they're having a good time. They're not fighting. It's okay.
Wow. Yeah. Your mom was fucking your fat ass dentist and took you to her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she was trying to get a discount.
Yeah, she really liked her. She's the only dentist I would go to.
Do they still like hook up every once in a while?
No. They had my mom cheated on her with my other
with
mom.
With your
orthodontist, yeah.
It was actually you got our the hookup.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Your mom just fucks every woman she meets.
Wow, she's like a Lothario.
Yeah, your mom sounds awesome. Did she fuck literally every lesbian in that town? It sounds
for sure.
Like
100%.
There's a lot of lesbians in that town, I guess.
There's quite a few.
She's like a lesbian. She's converted
a few.
Yeah, she liked it. Well, one time she cheated on one of my moms with this other woman who was married. Mm. And then that lady left her husband.
Wow.
Oh, no. First, the husband was like, hey, obviously, my wife is attracted to you. Do you want to have a threesome with us? And my mom was like, I'll give that a go.
Nice move, brother.
Yeah. Oh, she said, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, she was like, I'll give it a go. See if that helps you guys out. It didn't.
Of course.
That woman ended up moving in with us with her kids.
Awesome. With her kids?
And my mom's pit bull ate the foot off of this woman's cat.
A lot of pussy eating.
I love your mom just doesn't give a fuck about anything except getting pussy.
And yeah. And then the woman was like, dude, your dog is dangerous. You got to like get rid of it or me. And my mom was like, you can
see
you,
bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye, bitch. Yeah.
Your mom probably kept that dog around hoping women would say that.
Yeah, totally.
To get as many ounces as possible.
That dog would eat cats like many times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like just kill them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What it killed one in my backyard and my friend saw him was like, yo, you have to report this. Like the owners get, and my mom's like, you shut the fuck up.
That's so sick. Damn. I'm still thinking about your fat dentist fucking your mom.
She was crazy.
That's a good
she
gig,
would, like,
dentist.
Make out with her daughter. It traumatized me. They would do these long
the dentist?
Kisses. The dentist and her daughter would do these long, drawn-out kisses. Ugh. As me and my mom and sister
so she was an incestuous pedophile
she
on top of being
really
a lesbian?
She just was really mushy. She was really like, you know those moms who are like, oh my God.
Yeah, touchy-feely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And our family is not like that at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're saving their affection for handyman and like the woman that delivered the newspaper.
Yeah, delivery people.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a pizza. You want to come in here and eat my pussy real fast?
It'd be wild who your mom would be fucking now in the era of like Seamless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a 4'11 Guatemalan woman wearing a fucking a racing helmet. It's freezing. Yeah, right.
Recently,
an Eskimo dressed like an F1 racer.
My other mom was like, your mom. My other mom was telling me that my biological mom had cheated on her with men. And I was like, who? And Michelle goes, just dudes who would like come around the house. And I was like, dudes and what? Come around the house. And she was like, yeah, the guy who came and fits the piano.
Just
a piano tuner. That's like the lowest tier, like home laborer. Just some
rocks,
guy that's like,
dude.
The F sharp is a little weak.
Comment,
do you have any pussy I can get in exchange for fixing it?
That's always been a nerd having that job.
He's just leaving the tuning forks all wet.
That's wow. So. And your mom was. That's awesome that she was kept fucking guys because it's like she was just fully butched out, right? She was like one of the most lesbian looking lesbians.
Yeah. She just, yeah.
Respect.
She fucks women because they go after her so hard. I think she likes fucking men, though. I think she.
Nice.
Into it. Yeah.
A bi icon.
I think every woman.
Your mom sounds they them and she doesn't know it.
She I've talked about that with her. She's like, yeah, if I was in your generation, I think I would do that.
Yeah.
Fucking seamless drivers and going by they them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
None of our fucking parents are that cool, honestly.
No, not at all.
I can't think of it.
Are your parents together?
They are, but just, you know. Some immigrant
like
yeah they're like roommates basically
yeah
you know
so your mom's still doing that she's still like playing the field and stuff
well now she's kind of like a woman who she like has no interest in dating and she's like writing a book and building a giant development and has a cat named Darwin that is her best friend and
she got out of her system
yeah totally
how old is she
62
yeah
no, she's, but her last girlfriend was 29
respect
yeah
You got
all
you got,
three of you at the same time.
You got pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
what's
super
her?
Hot.
What's
she's,
her Insta?
She's like a Bikram yoga instructor.
Oh
this
yeah.
is this is just Ian's life in the future.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I got another cat. That actually is true. Yeah. There are two paths so far. The host of the Comedy Cellar at Vegas or your mother. Yeah. Those are the two people Ian could become.
Yeah, I'm building a development and I'm fucking a 22-year-old dentist. Gosh, I'm really in love with her. We met two nights ago at Penn Station. Her name's Eric. We're in love.
That's awesome. So funny. So your mom has entered a new sexless period in her life.
Yeah, I think she still meets up with that. So the woman whose cat got eaten,
right.
She got back together with her husband.
But on the sneak, she still...
I think on the sneak, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But they might have an open thing going, mm-hmm. Who knows?
I don't think so. I think my mom likes breaking people. Like, she likes the cheating thing, I think.
I could see that. It is fun, you know. There's an extra energy to cheating.
She seems like she's a very powerful energy.
The funniest part is imagining that with all of that drama, the only people killing themselves in this town are Chinese people. That's the biggest problem you can have.
They just watch my mom fucking a 19-year-old plummet to their death.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking awesome. Damn.
That's so funny.
Anyway, what the fuck else we got going on here?
It's MLK Day.
It is.
You know.
Oh, I saw a new kind of guy this weekend.
What kind of guy?
Purple?
No. But he was at the Schwitz. I went with my girlfriend and a couple other people on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
Which one?
At the one Spy 88, the one on Fulton.
Oh yeah.
By like Wall Street.
Okay.
Walks into the steam room. It's just like people we know. We're having a conversation, and he's wearing a neon green Borat like over the shoulder thong.
Interesting.
And a matching neon green bow tie.
Oh, and, that guy sucks.
He's so annoying. Singer.
And he walks up to us. He's a black gentleman, a little bit overweight. And he walks up to us.
A portly black man.
He's a fat guy. Yeah, fat black guy.
How y'all doing? y'all see any extra bow ties?
So I said I had to go. I was telling my friends, I was like, I got to go early because the Raiders are in the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. And then my friend was like, oh, do you root for them because they're from Vegas? I was like, no, actually, they're from L.A. And then he's like behind us and he's like, actually, Oakland, then L.A., then Oakland, and then Las Vegas. He's just like saying it to himself. And then I look over at him.
So he's an autistic guy. Like that guy was and on then the bus.
He kept
that
guy was
the
awesome.
Yankees he game? Walked up. The Yankees just like
game
that
was
guy.
The most autistic guy I've ever met in my life.
He kept walking up to us like six times, getting in the middle of the conversation. And after the second or third time, I just caught his package out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, "Oh, this guy has a tiny penis.
Oh, he's got a little dick.
He's a black guy with a tiny penis."
Wait, what do you got?
Well, how do you know it wasn't just knotted up into the bow tie?
No, I got it.
You're looking at balls.
Was his dick hanging out of his little g-string?
No, it was. I don't even know how it was contained.
Yeah, off to the side. Were his balls split by the g-string?
Every time he'd walk up to us, he'd be like. Yeah, so anyway, I have been 3 weeks sober, and it is a battle every day.
Wait, why is he dressed like that?
And he's alone. I thought when I first saw him, I was like, this guy's on a bachelor party. He's doing some sort
he's
of lark.
He's doing a bit. Yeah.
Doing a
he
bit.
He was in the Schwitz with a bow tie?
He was in the Schwitz with a Borat, like a thong.
Unitard
like
thong.
The thin neon green thong.
Like, that's the thing. If he never
with
tried.
With a small package. I can't emphasize enough. And he's a kind of portly gentleman.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, you know, being sober, like I had a crazy New Year's Eve, but being sober, it is hard to meet women. It has been hard for me.
And wait, I'm sorry.
He's wearing this fucking ridiculous outfit.
So wait, how are you dressed? You guys naked?
No, we're in swimsuits. Like where I was just wearing shorts.
I think you described this as a new kind of guy.
As a new kind of guy.
Yeah, like there's a bunch
there's
of
hundreds
them.
Of thousands.
Yeah.
Of
them. And Steven, so I left early. Steven was there. And he texted me later on the day. He was like, yeah, so the Borat thong guy and I were on the same schedule, basically. And like when he went to the locker to shower and change, that guy came in and he came up to Steve and he's like, yeah, man, well, like, what are you doing after this? Like, do you want to hang out? And he's like, I don't know, man. And then he like takes off his thong and he's like, I just had to look at his penis. And he's like, yes, there's at least one black
small.
Guy on. He said, there is at least one black guy on earth that I have a larger penis than. So I now know.
Nice.
That, you know what I will say?
I felt really bad for the guy, but you know, he was really trying to put himself out there and make friends. But
well, that's one nice thing about.
And he failed.
And he failed, and he's got a little dick, and he's sad.
And now he's being made fun of by you.
On a podcast that hundreds of thousands of people will listen to.
I didn't say his name.
But you felt bad for him.
I didn't say his name.
Right. He could be any one
you know
of the
name?
Hundreds of
no,
thousands
I never got his name.
Borat suit, bow tie, black eyes.
It's a new kind of guy. We found a new kind of guy.
I saw a homeless guy on the train the other day with a huge hog.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, they all do. They all.
He had it out?
No,
it was in there, but it was running down the pant leg. I was like, damn, dude.
Small dick in society that makes them live out on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's equal. You get a big dick, you got to be homeless a little bit.
No.
That's fair.
Wait, was it?
I'm
was
concerned.
It? We were talking about like why you always, whenever you see a condom wrapper
yeah,
on the street,
yeah,
it's
like
always bang. A bag.
It's just homeless guys.
Yeah. It's always like, yeah, I got to protect my giant cock while I'm having right. sex
in the middle of the street.
With,
the street.
Yeah. With a woman with two
pull down
two
my
teeth.
Pants that have been thoroughly shitted in. My Averex sweatpants. Yeah. Jordan Craig cargo sweatpants that I've had since 2004.
I was on a date with a guy the other night, and we had like been seeing each other for a minute, but then we get on the train and there's this huge black guy who's homeless, shopping cart full of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he has a tiny, resting on top of his head, a mound of hats and hoodies, a tiny helmet.
That's awesome.
That was buckled. And he kept, was buckled tight around his chin. And he kept tipping over in his sleep and then not waking up, but just fixing himself and sitting back up. And for some reason, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, like, that's
I
would, a great
like,
visual.
I was weeping. You know, in college when the kids would like
he's tired
fall asleep in class and then the class would start clapping and they would wake up and start clapping out of their sleep. It's the funniest thing to me. And then the next day, the dude that I was on the date with was like, I don't think this is going to...
You were having too good a time. He was like, laughing at a retard, a homeless retard.
I couldn't get it together at all. And it was like, even that night we were like hooking up and I like started laughing and I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't stop. He was like a mound of clothes and fat leading up to one tiny...
The tiny helmet's an awesome flourish. That's awesome.
Right when I was like, why does he have the helmet? He just slowly tips the tip, over. It was so good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like a bowling ball. Like a bowling pin.
Yeah. And I couldn't, when the guy was like, I don't think we should see each other anymore, I couldn't be like, is it because...
Is it because of that fat guy with a little helmet?
It's got to be.
It has to be. There's no other way.
There's no other excuse.
There's nothing else about me that would lead somebody to reject
it. It's certainly nothing you did.
I just wanted to have laughing at a retard be the deal breaker.
This guy sounds like a good guy. Mm. The guy who broke up with you.
I guess. He got my ass. I was convinced that guy was a pickup artist too. Yeah, totally.
So maybe he just like hit the pussy a couple times and was like,
that's one of his outfits probably. His three beanie, tiny helmet.
Yeah, he was mad. He was mad because he's like, wait, that's how I get pussy.
That's how he opens. He opens. Like, I don't know if you noticed my three beanie.
My pickup artist name is Homeless Retard.
I teach seminars. I teach horny, sexless men how to get pussy like me.
Okay, if that homeless guy, if he just was clean. Didn't smell bad.
Yeah.
Because you enjoyed how funny that was, would you consider having sex with him?
Never in a thousand years.
What if he had a great personality?
Welcome
and he did the thing every once in a while, you know?
Okay, the question is, what if he woke up and was like, it was a good bit, right? And took all of his clothes off and was actually a normal man.
He's
wearing a tuxedo. 100%. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If that was a bit, he would have my heart.
He just unzips and it all comes out. It's like a beautifully sculpted thing. It's not even multiple layers. Yeah, he's in a tux.
He's wearing a Borat leotard and a bow tie.
I can't get it together. When people fall asleep, like on the train, there was a guy with a heroin needle. And he would go to put it in his arm, but then he would pass out. The needle would drop, hit the floor, make a sound, and he'd wake back up, pick up the needle, and go to put it in. It happened so much, and people were so worried, and they like turned and looked at me, and I was like crying. When people fall asleep and wake up and pretend that nothing's happened.
Yeah, it's a very funny. Better.
That's
a
like a Sisyphus, you know?
Yeah. I saw a junkie on the train one time, like completely bent over, and then just like edema in his neck, just fucked up. But he was, you know, like perpendicular, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like an L shape, singing Started from the Bottom. Now, oh, this is a packed train.
That's awesome. I saw a little sense of irony.
His head's hitting the back of somebody's knees.
I saw a really good fight last week on the train, and it was the best combination of people. It's homeless, mentally ill, gay or perhaps early in the transitioning stage to a woman, and a giant fat mother of two with her kids there.
Gay guy versus fat lady is a really funny
and,
fight. Little gay guy versus huge fat lady is an awesome fight.
Like, which was the best. And then he was walking around the train. He's like, oh, I bet you want this pussy. Like, but you can't have it. Like getting in everyone's face, just like being crazy.
Right.
And then gets in the mom's face and she stands up. She's like, I am not the one. I am not the one.
And then you know, I have this face where, like,
oh yeah,
people see me looking, and then they try to
they're like,
bring
what the
me
fuck
into
do you
the,
want
into yeah, the yeah, situation. Yeah. So I'm just
well,
like,
you're like snickering and filming it on. You.
Yeah, no.
You're 2 feet
that
away.
Is, I've learned my lesson. I'm like looking
your
down.
Face timing was.
I'm like looking down. I'm like no eye contact. Like my headphones are obviously off.
Jordan,
going
you
to
don't
listen.
Know this, but black people have a natural
no.
Yeah,
it's not about race. It's not about race.
You're right.
Not about race.
It's most people.
You look
people.
Like the guy who like imaginary drums on the train.
I don't do that. I don't. Listen, I've been living in New York long enough. Had like just don't just look at the ground. Yeah. You know? Anyway, so she's like getting in his face. She's like, I'll catch a fucking case. She's like, I've been in jail twice. She's like, with her two kids, two little ass kids. She's like, I got it. I went to jail twice for intent. You think I'll
Jesus Christ?
And then she starts looking around the car at this mom. And then the
gay guy is the one who says he's been to jail?
No, the mom says that.
Okay.
And then the gay guy's like, bitch, you wish you could look like me. You wish you looked like me. You wish you had all this, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she like looks around the phone. She's like, everybody, get your phones out. You are about to see a hate crime. And then she just starts yelling. And then I'm sitting next to this African guy. This African guy, he has his phone out. He's like, oh, he's like, this is good, man. This is good. He said, this is good, man. He's like elbowing me. I was like, yeah, I see it. I said, I don't want to. This is good, man.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And she just starts yelling, J Street Metro Tech, get out. She's like, get out. I will end your life. I don't care that I have my kids with me. J Street Metro Tech.
Oh, fuck.
She said, yeah. And then.
What was the gay guy doing?
The gay guy was just was being crazy and just saying how everyone wants to fuck him.
What
and
was he saying when she was saying this stuff to him?
Like, and she's like, bitch, you wish. The gay guy kept saying, you wish you looked like me. Like
just in their own world, this
saying,
person.
Saying that she's fat and she wished like her husband. Right, yeah, right, I right. bet your man would want to fuck me. And like, anyway, but
just
like
the Buffalo Bill kind of. The tuck,
yeah, but like much smaller than this woman. And then like midway through, I don't know if she's stuffing a bra or if she's like having hormones or whatever. But she's these like little tits.
Oh,
these, like, so,
okay.
And she like gets in the woman's face and then just like the woman just slaps the soul out of her, like the loudest.
The mom slaps the fuck out of her.
Slaps the like
He's like oh my God, thank you. I'm free.
He calls him, he's like, yeah. Honey, yeah. It's Eric. I'm coming home.
Insane. And then she gets off at J.
He pulls like a bunch of anal beads out of him. God damn.
Where the hell am I?
No, it's like I saw his soul leave his body like a ghost.
God damn.
And then she gets out on J Street with her these two little like toddlers. Wow,
those
off.
Poor kids, man.
I don't know. She seems like a cool ass mom.
My roommate saw last night this guy yelled in a woman's face, this crazy homeless man yelled like gibberish. Like he was like, rah, 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 in this woman's face. And then he says to her, I bet you thought I was going to say some shit like that and walked away.
That's a social lesson.
Isn't that good?
That's yeah. fucking, really good. That's post, like that post, what is something?
He's
homeless.
Just doing, he's doing, John Quinones.
Yeah,
I'm actually not a homeless rapist.
Mm. I'm a TV host with the heart of gold.
How did you feel about that?
Oh fuck, that's pretty fucking sick. I haven't seen any trains fight trains.
The
in a
cool
while.
Thing is like during COVID, I got a car before COVID, but I like really didn't take the train much. But now my new apartment is so close
right
to
by the train, yeah.
to the subway, so I've been taking it a lot. And it's like. It never stopped. It was still wild. It's still wild down there.
They're I had a guy down. Chase me down the other day screaming that I was Stevie Nicks.
Oh, wow. Nice.
He was like, I'm going to kill you, Stevie Nicks. He was like, I'm going to fucking kill you, Stevie Nicks. And he was chasing after me. Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
It's true. I have a bit about it because it really did take everything in me to not be like, do you really think I look like Stevie?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, thank you.
He was running after me. Nobody was helping me either. People yeah. were just like, all right, Stevie Nicks, you got to fucking haul
yeah,
ass
you
got
to fend for yourself. Let's see what the
get
fuck.
Your phones out. Y'all about to see a hate crime.
I don't even know what Stevie Nicks looks like.
She looked good.
Wait, the African guy got it all on film, huh?
I didn't ask him for his Instagram live. But I should have.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What band was she in?
Fleetwood Mac, baby.
Fleetwood Mac, that's right.
Come on, they were all fucking each other.
They were
all
fucking and sucking. A real Jordan's mom situation going on.
They were swapped. They did a trade right at the deadline. They swapped Stevie Nicks for the other chick. What's her name? Catherine McPhee?
Was she hot?
What's her name?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Someone McPhee.
But they got some bangers. Fleetwood Mac has some fucking bangers.
Yeah, Mick Fleetwood and Lindsey Buckingham were just like, I'll take the other bitch. All right.
I like the idea of your big fat lady versus the gay guy doing like a Freaky Friday body swap right when she hits him.
That is good. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get their wish of being into a biological woman's body.
I am not the one. I am not the one.
Well, let's see what else we got on the tube. The Knicks lost to the Hornets.
Yeah,
folks.
Whatever. They brought it back down as 10.
Yeah, but it's a fight. You know, and fucking.
You never know. The Hornets just brought a guy named Thor on.
In garbage time.
Adam, I told my friend that I was going to do this podcast.
Yeah.
And she was like, she said that she just went on a date with somebody who has your Twitter bio as their Tinder bio.
I bet she's really cool.
With no quotes.
Disgusting.
No quotes. Wow. Isn't that wild?
Please tell me she didn't fuck that guy. We can't be rewarding that kind of behavior.
No, that's bad behavior.
It's somebody that got his face.
Oh, Nash Bridges.
No.
Someone got me.
Yeah, on his shoulder.
I just think it's crazy that it didn't say Dash Adam. You know what I mean? No. It just said it.
Well, a mentally ill guy did get a tattoo of me. He was like 18 years old.
That's awesome, though.
Rest of his life.
That's great.
Yeah, he was really excited, and he like tagged us all, and we were like, this sucks. Boom. We were like, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you want to hang out?
Yeah. Wow. Honestly, please, you have more of a... If you remove that from your body, then maybe we'll give you some tickets to a show or something.
Or get it covered up with like a giant swastika.
Swastika, the N-word.
Swastika.
Something more reliable.
I'll get you in
more respectable.
Is it well done? Does it look like
you? No, it looks like shit.
It looks like
really?
But that's because Adam looks like shit.
It looks exactly like Adam.
The source material wasn't given it a lot to work with, but, you know, whatever. They didn't get my six-pack for sure.
That's so funny.
Yeah, if you get a swastika over it, we'll get you in half price of Funny Moms. Yeah.
So that guy $4 doing, off.
$4 off.
That guy doing the teary Ed Norton from the end of American History X covering up the Adam tattoo. What have I done?
Wow, let's see what we got here.
First Peoples.
Pinkalicious and Peterific.
All right, we're watching
Best of Sewing with Nancy.
You think Nancy's hot? No chance, right?
Oh, I bet you Nancy is a piece of ass.
Let's see. Her hands look like an old bitch's hands so far.
But no. She could just have old bitch hands.
It's true, because she's sewing.
Right.
Yeah, so she works with her hands. Yeah.
Folks, we're on episode...
She's got those triangles.
Season 2, episode 18, Changing Up Patchwork.
Mm. Best of Sewing with Nancy.
If you want to watch along at home.
If you want to watch along at home.
It's on the Create channel. We are 14 minutes in.
And we're waiting for them to...
And it's your mom.
Oh, God.
She doesn't look that good.
Yeah, what the fuck is she making?
Fuck her.
This looks like bullshit.
There we go.
Yeah, I'd fuck that lady on Justice for All with Judge Christina Perez. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, shit, dibs. This is Sleepover Nightmare, You Snake.
I saw a prostitute and her John in the audience last night at the Cellar.
Really?
I was like, how do you guys know each other? And then it slowly revealed that
she was an escort.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did she look good?
Did he look good?
No.
They both looked bad.
Giant fake tits, giant fake lips.
Okay.
I mean, she looked like she had one of those fake lips, kazoos on.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a while. And then slowly, all of me and the audience realized, and we were like, oh, shit.
Where were you on the lineup?
3, I think, and it was like at the Fat Black Bar, and there was only like 12 people there. I mean, it was grim. Tough. It was grim.
Yeah, that sucks. Damn.
And I just kept ripping on her. Imagine
buying pussy. Imagine buying a prostitute and taking her to a comedy show.
It's so wild.
Well, I told you guys that girl that I was seeing when I moved here, she was a sugar baby for this Wall Street guy, and he would basically pay her to not fuck him because like.
That's the dream.
He can have anything.
Once you have enough money, you got to make up shit to spend.
Right. Yeah. So now the thing that makes him come is being turned down for pussy. So he like goes spend a lot of money on her, mm-hmm. and like I'd never have to pay for like an Uber or a meal with her because she had his like cards.
I had a situation like that. But it was my friend that took care of a retarded guy.
Really?
So that's not the same situation.
Well, sort of.
She was stealing from her. Yeah.
I mean, basically, the retarded guy had his parents had a credit card, and she was his caretaker.
I get.
So we would go to Dave and Buster's, and he would sit in the wheelchair while I played Dance Dance Revolution. Yeah.
But she brought it. She brought him to a show of mine.
Really?
And I was like, I couldn't deal with it. I was like, this. I don't.
Why?
It was distracting.
Who cares? It's funny.
Oh God, I didn't want to look at him.
If you fuck somebody's like, you know, girlfriend or
employee, I guess.
You didn't want to do it.
What do you mean? I would. No, I had slept with her, but he, I guess, did. But she was his sugar baby.
Where was the show?
It was like East Williamsburg. It was like not like a good show or anything.
Nice.
It was at that. What was that place on?
I saw you go to almost move the mic, and then you're like, okay, we're going right into it.
The cough caught into me.
I took care of a quadriplegic friend of mine, and I would stack clothes on top of her chair that she like controlled with a straw.
Oh shit.
And we would just walk out of the store with it. Nobody would stop us. hundreds of dollars worth of clothes.
Dude, I mean, that's great.
Literally piled up on her. The beeper would go off and people would just be like, what the fuck are we going to do? Yeah. It ruled, dude. It was, I still have my best clothes from that shit. It was great.
Damn. That's great.
That's so fucking sick.
Yeah, you really can't. That is like sort of the perfect crime.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was so good.
You get a disabled proxy to do all your thieving.
Yeah, it was the best.
Damn. I told this story before, but I worked at a temp job in like some HR department, and it was like a front desk job. And it wasn't like security or anything, but, you know, they were like, don't let anybody just like walk into the back, obviously stop them.
Right.
And then say like, oh, do you need something or whatever? And the first 2 hours of job, nobody comes in. First person that comes in is a guy with Down syndrome.
Nice.
And he just, I'm like, can I help you? Just blows past me.
Like, you let him through?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Tackle him? Yeah.
You gotta, you gotta protect the quarterback.
Yeah, right. I thought he was on his way to the candy. He was going to defile the breaker.
Yeah. You should have thrown a Reese's the other way.
He licked all the Chef Boyardee off the top of the microwave.
Damn.
One time I was in a changing room at the Y or something, or gym I was at, and my sports bra was just stuck on my back. Like, I couldn't reach it. And then somebody came up behind me and just perfectly unsnapped it, and it like fell into place. And I turned around to be like, thank you. And it was just a person with like the most severe Down syndrome I've ever seen. And I like screamed.
Wait, you screamed? That's so awesome.
I was like, thank you. It was so bad.
Oh my God.
That's so good.
You were at the gym, you said? Where were you?
Yeah, I was at the Y, I think, in Ithaca, and I was working out, and I was like wet from the shower or something. My fucking, I just couldn't get it. And it was so crazy.
They did you a favor. And then you were like, freak! Freak! This person's crying. You just fucking, they're so sad.
So much. I think about it all the time. I have it seared into my mind every time somebody says Down syndrome. Because they were also like half as tall as me. So you look down expecting to see a person at your height, and then you look down even further.
Yeah.
Full down.
Just a helpful
dwarf.
That's
so cute. Yeah. That's so adorable.
Like, it's just a helper from the forest. No problem. No thank you necessary. And then they just disappear into the trash can. They just tuck themselves in.
Roll away.
Goes up like an elevator. It's like Willy Wonka's.
Just closes himself into one of the lockers.
Just puts out a little lamp and then it's on top of the locker. Sleeping cap. He just tucks himself into a
It wasn't a boy. I just keep calling it a boy. Which is also fucked up. I screamed in her face.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
And they were there like working out, or they just worked there? Or?
I have no idea. What
they're probably just there because they liked the song.
Yeah.
They didn't even know it was a gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, where's the song? Why isn't the song
they
play?
They think you can go into songs. YMCA is the only one that they get to go into.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fuck. That's good shit, man. That's some really good stuff. All right, well, let's see here. 10 more minutes or so.
Yeah, let's go 10 minutes. You can cough into the mic a couple more times. We'll loop back to the Chinese people killing themselves.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
I watched Scream for the first time, the first one.
Yeah, did you?
Reggie's in that, yeah.
It's really good. I haven't seen that. I want to watch the reboot.
Oh, you're going
on. I want to watch all of them so that I can see it. Because so I hear that was actually good, yeah. Yeah, good for Reggie. My man's out there fucking getting acting roles. Yeah, I saw the first one. It's good as hell. And you know what? What the fuck is her name?
Nev Campbell.
Nev Campbell's hot, but the other one with the huge tits. Fuck. She was in Charmed.
Oh, Alyssa Milano?
No, the other one. She has.
Oh, with the scary face? She's like a witch?
Yeah, I would say she's got an okay face.
It's a good face, but it's like witchy?
Maybe. She just has huge tits. What the fuck is her name?
What's her name? Love Hewitt?
No. No, not her.
People are screaming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they're so upset.
People hate this.
Hold on. Let's see how long
it
takes this.
Yeah, they also know that we're killing 10 minutes.
let's just keep
saying. No, I like this.
Keep saying women's names.
The Gilmore Girls.
She wasn't in the Gilmore Girls.
But that's like Charmed, right?
It's not like Charmed. Charmed, they're witches.
Yeah, but it's about a couple of women.
I don't remember the third.
Planet Terror? That girl who does the striptease in Planet Terror?
Maybe.
Rose McGowan.
Yes. Mm.
She has huge tits. That's the
she was
I
with,
to
now we publicly all know he's a monster, Marilyn Manson.
What was he up to? What was he doing?
He was tying girls up.
Yeah.
He was like,
he had a sex dungeon?
He was like locking them up and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
He was doing what he looked like he was doing.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
He was really hiding out in plain sight.
That kind of hurts the whole argument that kind of Cosby shot to the forefront where it's like, it's always the guys you don't think. Mm-hmm. And then Marilyn Manson's like, oh, I'm also a rapist. It's always the guys you absolutely think. It's just all of them.
No, I think his big PR move was when he went on Bowling for Columbine. And he was like the smartest guy in the documentary when they were like, what would you say to the boys?
It is a weird chronology, like who got and when. Because the first one that I can remember, and I'm going to be fucking it up, was the... that guy Vince from the ShamWow commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, he got.
That was like the first one.
He got beat up by a hooker.
Yeah, we'll start small.
Yeah.
We're gonna go with the ShamWow guy.
But
first.
He got beat up by a hooker.
I thought he beat up a prostitute.
I think he got his ass beat by a hooker in Miami.
Yeah, it sounds like he beat the hooker up.
I think it's rare that it goes the other way around.
I'm sure there was...
You never know.
Ian Fidance, once again, I could imagine a hooker beating him up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got a great new job as a spokesman for Cumrags.
Yeah. What about the people you saw, the John and the prostitute, who would have won in a fight?
She was... about 4 times his size.
Oh, nice.
He was a tiny, dinky
That's
man.
Cool.
So they could
That's
see
cool.
that?
Yeah, she had these huge titties. I mean, it was insane. It
but
took
she
everything.
Was not hot.
She was haggard. She was Jersey Shore haggard. I mean, it looked like her face was dripping off.
Gotcha. So Vince was the first one from ShamWow?
That I can remember, I think. Right?
The first Me Too'd? Or the
I think
first canceled?
So. Yeah, the first.
One of the first guys to ever get beat up by a woman.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what happened. I think he beat up the...
It sounds like you're right. He probably beat her up. He looks... He's got beat up a woman energy, too.
Mm-hmm. The guy from Sex and the City just got called out. Right?
Oh, yes. Mr. Big.
Mr. Big, but he's dead now, so...
Well, he's alive in real life.
Well, as long as he's dead on the
that's
show.
That's got to suck to get Me Too'd a week before you die.
Yeah.
You're like, I fucking made it. You know, it's like De Niro getting shot at the end of Heat.
Right. I hated that.
But he shot that like Peloton commercial or something and then they had to pull it.
Oh, didn't he die on Peloton or some shit in the show?
Yeah, he died on the Peloton and then I think Peloton was like, oh, we'll put him in this ad.
Right.
And be like,
it doesn't actually kill you. Yeah. Please keep buying our fucking
It's got to suck to be the Peloton CEO. Because the pandemic, it's like business is fucking booming.
Yep.
Now that shit's over. You know their sales are going to be hurting.
Yep.
And then they're like, let's just pick any celebrity. It doesn't matter. Some character from a 20-year-old TV show. We'll get him. Oh, he raped. Oh, they killed him on the show. We'll do it over. Oh, he's raped.
Oh, he's raping.
And now he's dead.
Well, he's not actually dead.
No, he's not.
He's dead on the show.
Oh, okay. I thought he died.
No. Okay, so apparently Marilyn Manson, according to Evan Rachel Wood, was emotionally, and then in parentheses, including anti-Semitism, physically.
Hold on.
You've really got to sneak that into everything.
Net neutral. As far as I'm concerned.
Emotionally, physically, and sexually abusive during their relationship. I think he would lock women up and then like cheat on them like within earshot. Of their like
that's
his
so
girlfriend,
weird.
So he's just a fucking.
And then be like, "What? How's this feel, you kike?"
Yeah.
What
take that, you Jew.
What the fuck?
Take that, you.
What is the anti-Semitic
Jew?
Aspect of?
I don't know.
He tipped when they went to restaurants.
Oh, okay.
She was like, "I can't believe
he would tie
this.
Women up and then cheat on them
in the secret annex."
Yeah,
and we're back to my mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Your sister's like, "Why don't you go check?"
Just leading you into.
Speaking of tie up, when my dad died, we had to take all these ties that he had on every corner of his bed for tying up his girlfriend. And there were pounds and pounds of weed because he like smoked a huge amount of weed. And there were also so much Viagra. So much.
My man.
And we were like clearing out the house for the funeral and I hid the Viagra and left the weed. And later I was like, man, it's funny that I was like, I don't care if people think he's a drug dealer, but as long as they thought his dick was hard.
I want them to think my dad's dick was naturally hard.
Yeah.
Respect them.
But he had these restraints on the fucking bed. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was so awful finding the shit after
you're mourning and he's just like, and thinking about your father just tying up a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Just you're like struggling to get the restraints off crying and then suddenly a helpful Down syndrome hand comes from behind. It's like, I got it from here. go grief.
I used to fuck your father.
Take the time you need.
Your Ian Finance voice and Down syndrome voice are exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's just your ear. You're like, those are the same. Uh-huh. That's how you think of Ian.
I got a great job hosting in Vegas. I'm opening a compound with my beautiful girlfriend.
So, okay, what did Vince do? Can you check on that for us, Adam?
Vince from ShamWow.
Vince from ShamWow.
Hey, camera guy, over here.
Damn, when did your dad die?
When I started comedy, 7 years ago.
7 years, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you weren't like that yet. I was thinking of a little kid. I was imagining you just watched the dentist fuck your mom, and then the next day you have to go hide your dad's dick pills.
It's 450 pounds of Cheerios stuck to your face.
Yeah.
Pulling the restraints off the bed.
Okay, so for
this little dusty Oliver Twist, just cleaning up handcuffs. I can't stop laughing at no thank you necessary.
just put the YMCA song off.
Just think of me when you listen to YMCA.
And we're even. We're right as rain in my book. Nothing on the ledger.
Oh, fuck.
So, first of all, Vince from ShamWow, his real name is Ophir Shlomi.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
And he was born.
Ophir.
And he was born in.
What is that? Is that in Afghan?
Oh, no. That's fucking.
Ophir is just a normal Hebrew name.
That's that's Jewish.
And he was born in Beersheba, Israel. So.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yes. Oh, fear. The native Israeli rapist.
No fear, oh fear. No fear. Not whores.
So he was arrested.
Not whores. Taking names.
A 26-year-old sex worker and him were in a physical altercation. Police reported that the woman had bitten into his tongue and refused to let go, at which point Ophir began beating her and left her with lacerations and fractures. Police later released photos of the bloodied Ophir in a hotel room and the battered woman.
Jesus Christ.
Then prosecutors declined to file formal charges against either person. So the law states that he's an innocent man.
Yeah, he's an innocent man.
Now you're on his side.
The Mossad got to the judge.
Right. Whatever your political leanings, we have to listen to what the law says. And
you're right about that.
And then when he later spoke of his arrest, he stated, "It probably saved my life." Yeah, so he kind of
And he's still alive. I thought he was dead, but I guess that's Billy Mays.
Yeah, Billy Mays was like a cokehead.
R.I.P. Billy.
Weren't there like outtakes from the OxyClean commercials? Remember that?
I think you're thinking of a Mad TV sketch.
This is him. This is him.
No, I think there are like clips of, because I remember like hearing audio.
Oh, interesting. I don't know.
But that's really.
I saw like something that I thought was a sketch where he's like cursing a lot.
I think that was based on like the, you know, because they would be like, OxyClean, can you believe it cleans all this up? Fuck.
Yeah.
You
know, like,
damn, his wife filed for a divorce. She's hot.
Ophir's wife?
Yeah. They were married after the events.
Of what date? What was the date?
It looks like they got married 2014.
No. Of the.
That was 2009 or something?
Mm.
Yeah.
Ophir Shlomo, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, 2009. That was the Wild West.
2009. Yeah. February 7th, 2009.
You rape your way all the way to the top back then.
That's true.
Yeah, he married this lady, Melody. She's beautiful. And then divorced in 2018. Melody, if you're listening.
Melody, if you'd like.
My name is Adam.
Would you like, you want to fuck Ophir's ex-wife?
And while I'm also secretly Israeli.
I just found out Ben Shapiro's wife's name is Moore Shapiro.
Moore
Shapiro.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine doing that?
So, yeah.
Here comes Ben Shapiro and his wife, Moore Shapiro.
Who he doesn't
also
fuck.
Shapiro, yeah.
She's also annoying. We're both annoying.
Yeah, does she have big tits? No, that's his sister, right?
Yeah, that's his sister.
I had no idea that Bob Saget's sister's name was Gay Saget.
Yeah.
Was it?
I had no idea.
Oh,
isn't
that
crazy?
Funny.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine?
That's hilarious.
That's sick.
That's wild.
Yeah. I know. Their parents were
completely
smiling.
Alcoholic dad. The third guy's like, how about a fucking faggot Saget? Oh, we got four kids going, fucking piece of shit. Saget. Get it?
Fuck. That's, now that's good stuff, man.
Melody Claire Mandate, if you're listening. What's
that's good? Her name?
Claire. What's with all the weird? I'm being inundated with weird names right now, and I'm worried I'm
look
like losing touch with
inundated.
Reality.
It's hot.
Yeah.
I think it's inundated.
That's no, either one.
It's either, I think.
You think?
I think so. Right. Oh, wow. She is
inundated.
Nick does this thing where he changes the way the words are said.
No, yeah. You better fucking chill.
No, there are words I say wrong. There are words I say wrong. Out of habit.
Dude, she's hot. Vince's wife.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm kind of in
it's
love.
Either one.
As a guest in my home, yeah, I'll give okay, it to you this time. But the second you fucking
inundated.
Leave.
Inundated.
Vince's wife is hot, dude. Oh, okay. His ex-wife.
All right.
I kind of love her.
She's really hot. Legit.
Melody. What's
just
good?
Just breathing into the mic. Melody.
Melody. Yeah, but the last one was just we were eating chips the whole time.
Yeah, we ate a bunch of chips.
Yeah.
I would love to fuck Melody.
Eating chips, Googling the different types of chips.
This is the most successful comedy podcast
collecting
in history.
$150,000 a month. Wait till it dries up. Kill yourself.
That's right.
I like how it kind of looks like Stavros is just laying fully on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the optical
really
illusion
nice,
of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got $2 million out of being married to that.
Holy fuck!
That
he has that much money?
Hell yeah! Pitchmen of Mad Money.
Mm-hmm. Are there? Does she ever tits out there?
I'm looking for an Instagram right now.
Okay. Maybe. Well, you let me know, and you let the folks at home know.
Yeah.
Stop. You're done with COVID.
Yeah.
I forgot you had it. Was it bad?
No.
You haven't had it yet?
I've had it so many times.
Stop is...
I still can't smell fully from like 2 years.
Really? Weren't you...
The one who smelled pussy?
You smelled everywhere? Like rotten meat and shit, right?
It would switch. So I have like the long haul thing, and first it was rotten meat, and then it was like...
Fake.
I can't tell you how much it was the smell of my vagina.
Well, hold on.
Everything really? I smelled.
I gave you inundated. You have to give me long COVID is fake.
There was when I
that's the trade-off.
When I got COVID, there was like a smell that I kept smelling, and I kept trying to find where it was. I thought it was coming from my fridge.
I thought I had that because I lost
know.
My.
There
sense
was this weird smell.
I lost my sense of smell, but only for like 18 hours, and I never lost my sense of like taste.
Yeah, I didn't lose taste.
And then after that, I'm like, oh, I got the fucking shit because everything like tasted and smelled bad, but it was just hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it was just fucking.
I was on everything.
I'd eat, and I'd be like, "This tastes like fucking alcohol."
Yeah.
It smelled like a lemon rotting. That's what it smelled like.
Jordan,
it smelled citrusy,
that's what
but
my pussy
bad.
Smells like. That's what
yeah.
For me, it would just switch a huge. So it was rotten meat for a while, And then it was pussy for a long time. And then it was like Chinese food.
That's pretty good. Those last two, I don't have.
Maybe it's just like repressed dentist memories.
Yeah.
It's coming back up.
Those smell like mouthwash. Mouthwash and pussy.
A fever dream of scope and cunt.
Yeah. The epigenetic trauma.
Honestly, I think you posted something about like when it was like rotten meat or something.
Yeah, the rotten meat was
rotten. And that's when I was like, I'm not getting COVID. Yeah. I was like, at the very beginning, I was scared. And then I was like, oh, let's see here. And then that thing set me off, and I was like, I'm not going outside.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because you were fucking out and about. I remember you would be like going outside.
Dude,
and like,
before the night everything shut down, I like went bowling. I went to a party. I did two shows.
Everybody goes bowling at the beginning of some like
contagion. Yeah, Ebola.
The Ebola guy did that too. That guy rules.
The Ebola doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was pissed at him in New York City for a week. Everyone was like,
I bet he's demanding apologies from everybody.
Oh, I hope
the last 2 years.
Wait, did he get Ebola? Or
some guy went to Africa to like help with Ebola shit, came back, and then went bowling, and then went to the gutter, and then threw up all over the fucking train with like Ebola. And then
he had Ebola?
Yeah, he was the one case in the States.
Holy fuck. Did he die?
You know what's funny?
He lived and it didn't spread.
It was like the week before that, Paul Verzey was like, these fucking doctors going and helping people. They're going to come back with Ebola.
I do remember that.
And I was like, okay, Paul.
Yeah.
The gutter is where I was bowling, too.
Yeah.
That's ground zero.
Yeah, for sure.
We had a nice day of the gutter that one time.
No, Will's birthday?
Will's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Big Willie.
Big Willie penis.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay, well,
yep, that's, you know.